Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Keeping a Level Perspective. Imagine for just a minute that God has commissioned you to produce a full-length documentary film on your life. You are not just to be the main character in the film, but you've been asked to be the camera person as well. The journey of our lives often requires us to traverse uneven and treacherous terrain. Filming on uneven ground requires a three-legged tripod. If a camera stand had four legs, it would wobble. Our faith will wobble too if it's not firmly grounded on three legs. Life's journey is a perilous path because we live in a broken world and we ourselves are broken people. Sin and life itself can present us with some difficult obstacles to navigate. Spiritually speaking, we can easily step on some rocks, get stuck in the mud, fall on sloping terrain, slip on wet grass, or step into a hole. To capture our journey on film, we need to have our cameras well anchored. Three-legged camera tripods are used because they can provide a level perspective in all types of uneven topography. With three adjustable legs, each leg can be set at the correct height to level out our camera. Our faith needs three legs too. Those three legs are prayer, study, and action. It has been written that we inhale through prayer and study so that we can exhale true Christian action. If at any time our relationship with God seems off balance, it is usually because one of these three spiritual legs is not firmly grounded. When a person holds a camera while standing on uneven ground, they often don't realize that the shot they are filming is also slightly tilted. It becomes obvious, however, as soon as they play back the film. That is why the three-legged tripod is essential for a good shot. It is much the same way with our spiritual life. We may not notice when we are off tilt. That is why it's a good idea to meet regularly with a priest, minister, deacon, or spiritual advisor. They can bring a trained and unique perspective, and they can alert us when we're tilting, even when we can't see it ourselves. Prayer can take many forms, but in one form or another, prayer is essential. In order to love God, we must know God, and in order to know God, we must study His Word. It is also vitally important that we take stock of ourselves. Knowing ourselves helps us to also know God. Prayer and study are the Christian oxygen that we breathe. Praying to God and studying His Word, however, is not enough. We are called to put that knowledge and prayer into action. We must do an assessment and ask ourselves if we are bringing the good news of our Savior to those we encounter in our daily life each day. I'll wrap up today's short message with a few questions. How do you think the video of your life will turn out? Are you filming with a level perspective? How is your daily prayer life? Are you spending adequate time studying Scripture? Do you conduct an examination of conscience each day to know yourself better? Are you putting your faith into action? And finally, do you have a spiritual advisor to help you edit your film? God the Father financed your film with the death of His Son on the cross. We need to respond by producing the best film possible. My hope is that God awards each of us a heavenly Oscar for our documentary. Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, please send forth your Spirit to inspire me every day to set aside time for prayer and study so that I can put your word into action and draw others to your Son in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.